That's chitim, roasted wheat. The agoizim, they give them nuts. The erev Pesach, even before the Seder. Kedei shelo yishnu, that they should not go to sleep early Pesach by night. The yishlo, and they should be able to ask the dalek kashis. But ma'aseh, we hold like both halachas. We hold that they are a gil chinuch, there isn't any to give them dalek kashis. As long as they understand the meaning of dalek kashis, you're supposed to give it to them. And also, the meaning also to give them things to keep them awake. Is the meaning to give them a goyim, give them a bag of nuts right before the Seder, that should keep them awake, that they should ask the dalek kashis. Omru olav our Rebbe Kiva, shoyim echala kloyis ve'gozim tinoikas merva Pesach. Rebbe Kiva himself used to give his own children wheat and nuts to play with on Erev Pesach, kadesh lo yishonu, they should not want to go to sleep early, v'yishlu, instead of lest dalakashis. Lest the dalakashis. Yeah. Tanya Rebbe Lezer Weimer, choyt fin matzahs b'leil psochim. You're supposed to choyt from each fast, the matzah, eat the matzah fast, leil Pesach. What does that mean? V'shvil tinoikis. In order for the children shlo yishonu, they should not go to sleep early. In other words, so the Rashbam says, it means, Choytz v'matzah, ma'agviyin esakara, it means you're supposed to pick up the car, we learn. B'shvil tonight, in order of the children, she'yishalu. The beginning of the Seder, we pick up the plate that the kids should ask the questions. That's one shot. V'yishtu mafarashi, choytz v'matzah, oichlin mahar, means eat faster. Shnei l'shaz alol l'pirash rabbeinu. V'yishkos v'matzah, ma'agviyin, both pshotim. But he had another pshat here. Linira choytzvim means mesalken as a lechem miyadat inoikis shloi yishonim. Take away the lechem in front of them; they should not want to fall asleep. Metoich Michael harbin that they should not eat so much. Kedera chatinik achrei chlosoi for shuvlo yishlu. Or that's another pshat. It's choytzvim mata. Take away the food in front of the kid. Don't let him eat a lot because if he eats a lot, he won't go to sleep right away. I call upon him. The say is let the children stay up. Leil psachim b'shul tinoikis shloi yishonim. Tanya Omer Olav our Rebbe Kiva miyomav lo yomra giyes lama beis hamedrash. Rebbe Kiva, whenever he was learning in shul and learning in beis hamedrash, he never said, "Oh, it's time for me to go home." He always kept on learning. Chutz mi'arve psachim the erev Yom Kippurim. The only two times he left a little bit earlier was an erev Pesach and erev Yom Kippur. The erev Pesach b'shul tinoikis kadesh lo yishanu. He wanted to go home early and erev Pesach, they'll be able to start his Seder right away and not come home very late, and the kids will be sleeping already. So if the Dafka went home early on erev Pesach, could they, in order to be able to start the Seder right away, so the kids should not fall asleep. The erev Yom Kippurim, why did he go home early on erev Yom Kippur? Could they shiachilu es b'neim, in order to give his children food to eat, because it's a special mitzvah to eat on erev Yom Kippur, so he wanted to make sure the kids ate. Therefore, he went home early, a little bit earlier, on erev Yom Kippur.
Now, what we were talking before about on Nomad Aleph, that we need haseba, you have to eat the matzah and you have to drink the dalakosis baseba. And we spoke out, Tosis have a sophic, Tosis is in doubt, what happens if you drink the dalakosis and you do not lean down on the, you do not lean on your left side when you drank them? Do you have to drink over again or not? So that's Tosis lies by sophic. And we spoke out, lalocha mikra din, you would have to do it over again. And that's the way the Rush holds. The Rush holds that if you eat the matzah or drink the dalakosis without haseba, you're not mekayim the mitzvah. And the diuk was again at the end of the Gemara, that the Gemara said that a shamish, a waiter, he has to eat ba'aseba, then he is yotze. But if he does not eat without seba, then he is not yotze. So you see, if you do not eat the matzah with haseba, you're not mekayim the mitzvah. However, the Brisker Rav wants to be medayik from the Rambam, not like that, because the Rambam learns really that there are two separate mitzvahs, that there's a mitzvah to have dalak kosis or to eat the matzah, and there's a separate mitzvah by itself that you're supposed to eat that night by haseba. Now the Rambam's Lashon is in Perek Zayin, Halacha Zayin, the Rambam says, Lefikach, therefore, Kishesoye Dodam Balayla Zeh, when somebody eats on this night, Pesach B'night, Sorach Lecho V'lishnois, he has to eat and drink, Ru Mesev Derecheres, and he's lying down Derecheres. Then the Rambam says, V'eimosai Tzrichen Haseba, when do we have to do this mitzvah Haseba? V'shas Achilas Kazayet Smata, U'vishtiyas Arba Koises Elu, the Rambam says, you're supposed to be mekayim this mitzvah seba when we're drinking the dalakosis and eating the matzah, and if you want to, you can eat the whole meal by seba, it's also reizem meshubach. And Allah, it's also brought down that if somebody wants to eat his whole meal by seba, it's also reizem meshubach. So Rabbi Skirov learns from the Rambam is that there are two separate mitzvahs. There's this mitzvah, Pesach b'night, you have to have a seba. You have to eat things lying down on the side to show, derech eretz, show you like a king. And then there's another mitzvah by itself, the dalak kosis and the matzah. So the way the Rambam will learn, therefore, if you did not eat the matzah lying down, or you did not drink the dalak kosis by seba, you would be mekayim the mitzvah dalak kosis, just you were not mekayim the mitzvah seba. And he once said that where the Rambam would learn this last Gemara of Hashamish, that here it's mashma that if you do not eat Ba'aseba, you're not mekayim the mitzvah. So he once said the Rambam would learn this is going on mitzvah Ha'aseba. It's not going on the mitzvah of matzah itself. If you ate the matzah on Pesach b'night, for sure you're mekayim the mitzvah achilas matzah. The question is, does the Shamish have this mitzvah to eat also Ba'aseba leaning down? And that we bring a rai, yes, that a Shamish has this chiyuv to eat lying down, and it says if he eats lying down, he's mekayim the mitzvah Ha'aseba. Yotza. V'yimlav, if not, he's not mekayim the mitzvah. So he wants to learn, it doesn't mean he's not mekayim mitzvah matzah. Mitzvah matzah, for sure you are mekayim. Just you're not mekayim the mitzvah Ha'aseba. So, therefore, according to the Rambam, we want to say, you would not have to eat it over again. But halacha, we said, we paskin like the Rosh Hashitah, that mikra din, if you do not eat the matzah lying on the side, you do have to eat it over again, another kezayis. Hu adin, the dalad kezayis also, mikra din, you would have to drink them over again. However, we spoke out that since Bizman has said we could be samach on the Rav Yeshita b'dievid, and we don't want to have to make another bracha bar priyagofen, because then it would look like you'd be meisef on the kezayis. So therefore, the first cup, and the third and fourth, you would not have to drink over again. Only the second kais, because there, most probably, when you made the bar piagofen, you had in mind to drink more wine throughout the meal. Therefore, if you would drink the kais over again, you would not have to make another bracham. So the second cup, if you did not drink it ba'aseba, then we would tell you you should drink another cup ba'aseba to mekayim the mitzvah ha'aseba also. It's because we hold like the Rosh, that the din of ha'aseba is the pshat is, that's a part of the mitzvah dalat kaisis. That you're not mekayim the mitzvah dalat kaisis if you do not drink them lying down on the left side. And what din is a din in the matzah that night. Mid rabbonin, you have to eat the matzah b'haseba. Yeah, now we spoke out before that the Gemara and after Kuv Chesom Beis says that Hishkra mehem levonov uvnei beisai, if you let your wife or your children drink from your kais, is yotze. They're also yotze. The mekayim the mitzvah is pashut of dalat kaisis. And the Gemara says, Omer Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchak, for who the ashti rubu the kaisa? That's only if they drank a rive of the kais, which Tosis says rubu the kaisa means they have to drink a mole lugmav. Now the Rosh learns pshat in this Gemara that the person that makes the bracha on dalat kaisas, he has to drink at least rubu the kaisa. He has to drink that first. He has to drink the mole lugmav first. Then, if he wants to, the less he could give over, let his children drink from it, or let his wife drink from it. Now this is going according to the Shita that we spoke about traces before holds that the Dalit Kaisis has the same halacha like a regular Kiddush. There's no din that everybody in the family has to drink the Dalit Kaisis. It's enough that one person makes the bracha on Dalit Kaisis and it's considered like a Kaisho bracha, that as long as the bracha was made on the Kais, he can be mighty everybody else. So the Bala Bas, when he makes Kiddush or makes the Dalit Kaisis, he makes the bracha and he's mighty everybody else. So the din is now who the ish to rubu the kosa. The person that makes the bracha, he has to drink rive of the kais means he has to drink a mon lugmav. He has to drink rive of the revius. Now, if he wants to, he could give the rest of his family to drink from it. This is the way the Rosh learns pshat the Gemara, because the Rosh learns by kiddush also. That we say whoever makes kiddush, he has to drink at least the mon lugmav. The Rosh Hashita is one person has to drink the mon lugmav, preferably the one that makes the kiddush. And if he can't do it, he could have somebody else that was Yaitse Kiddush drink a Malalugma for him. But one person has to drink the Malalugma. That's where the Rosh learns our Gemara here also, that for who the ish the rubu the kasa means the one that made the bracham, he should drink the rive Malalugma. He should drink the Malalugma. And now if you want to, you can give the rest of the people to drink also. Now, the other Shita there is Taisa Shita. Taisa learns by Kiddush, that he's supposed to drink a mole lugmav, it doesn't only have to be from one person. If a few people drink from the kais, all of them together, if they drink a mole lugmav together, they're also mekayim the mitzvahs of kiddush. Now, the Gro on Shulchan Aruch says that a raya for Tosfos is this Gemara here. Like we spoke out before on the Tosfos from that Tzadik Tes on the base, that learns that the din of dalat kaisis also is the same halacha like a regular kiddush. Mashma, not everybody has to drink the wine. It's only like a bruch, a kais shel bracha. So as long as one person made the bracha, he can be mitzi everybody else. Now the Gros says, Mashma Tosfos learns in this Gemara that you're allowed to let drink your family. Not only you have to drink from the kais, but if your family, the kids, and your wife also drink, as long as all together, like Rudish, the Rubu, the kais means all together, they drank a mole lugmav, they would be in the kind of the mitzvahs of dalat kaisis. Notice also, Tosfos Shita is that the din to drink from the Dalat Kaisis. It's not a chiv. Everybody has to drink the wine. It's only like a regular broch ala kais. The din is the kais, the wine, should be drunk by somebody. Somebody should drink it. Who has to drink it? Preferably the one that made the kiddush or the one that made the brocha. And if not him, whoever was the yotze, they could drink. And Tosa Shita is that all the drinking together, if they drank together, among lugmav, you mekayim the mitzvah. That's pshat this Gemara. That again, the Gemara says loshin hishkem hem lebonav uvnei boisa yotze. Not only you drank, but you let them drink. You're also mekayim the mitzvah. And the Rav Nachman Rabbi Yitzchak budi yash the rubu the kosa. As long as all of them together drank together this year of a molly lugmav, then mekayim the mitzvah zayev dalad kosis. And who had in the first kiddush of kiddush, it's totally zebzeh. However, we spoke out that according to Rambam sheet, it's not that way. According to Rambam and Aloha, we know everybody should have their own kais for dalad kosis. As we hold dalad kosis is different than kiddush. Kiddush is only called the brocha, or brocha la kais, but the ikur is the brocha. By Shenkin, by Dalad Kaisis, we hold there's a new takona. Everybody has to drink Dalad Kaisis. That's how much wine you have to drink. You have to drink Dalad Kaisis. Therefore, even the Tinaikis also have to get a Kais. And that's right from the next Raisa, that the Raisa says, Hakol Chayavim Biaba Kaisis Alolu, Echad Anoshim, Viechad Noshim, Viechad Tinaikis. Mashmi, everybody has to have their own Dalad Kaisis. And then, if I mean by the dinner Dalad Kaisis, there's this new halacha, Vushashashashin Rubu the Kosta means you have to drink Rive of the Kais. Demison Duran over here also says like that, that even though he says by Kiddush, it's enough just to drink a mala lugmav, or one mouthful, which is Rav of the Revius, but he says here, by Dalad Kais is a special din, that you have to drink Rav of the cup you have to drink. The Gabi Dalad Kais says, Bina Davka Rubu the Kosa. That's because Dalad Kais has this special mitzvah that Rabbonim wanted you to drink the Kais. Not only to make a Kais Shabracha, but it's called they want you to drink the Kais. And the reason why, because there's an inyan to be noyig derech cheres this night, and therefore a chilek of the derech cheres to be noyig derech cheres, the ben cheren is to drink a dalat kaisa shol yayin. All right, we'll stop here. Just last gemara we had before, that's on kuf ches mevez, we didn't talk about it, that last time he said two inyanim of wine, that he said, the Rabbi Yehuda said, tzorach sheboy tam umara. Wine has to have a good taste, and it has to have a good mara. It has to look like wine. So as far as mara goes, the Gemara said, "My time to Yehuda, the chsiv altera yain ki yisodim. Don't look at wine too much, because it makes you become like red." In other words, a good color wine should be red. That's why the mitchila, you should have red wine for the seder by night. It's brought down unless you badafka have white wine that's much better, then you could use the white wine. But if you have equal amount of wine, just the same quality, you should have a red wine. Now, doesn't word then stay clear what it means tam? What does it mean tam yayin? The Rashbam says here that al tira yayin, the pasuk means al techmad lios rogoboy. Don't say they want to go after drinking a lot of wine. Ki yisadeim, you become red. Mechlal the yayim nami mare boy. That wine also has to have a certain look to it. It has to be red. Now he says v'taima nami boy. What does it mean? It has to have a good taste. Mid the mizaher olei shlo lishtake boy. The Pasuk is saying, like, don't go after wine not to become shikur. Mashma, if you drink this wine, it's strong wine, it can make you shikur. So that's the pshat in the Gemara, that the wine has to have a tam wine. The Rashbam says it means it has to be yayin, or royal lishtaka, that can make you a little bit shikur. Now, this is a little bit makar for the Chumrah, that Ramesha talks about, Ramesh Feinstein talks about in the Tshuva, that for the Dalad Kaisos, it's better not to use grape juice, but rather to use wine. Because you have this inyan of having wine royal ishtaker. It has to be strong wine that has a tam wine that can make you a little bit shikum. Mashenkin, grape juice can't make you shikum. That's one of the reasons. Another reason is the Achranim say there's an inyan of cheres. You have to drink wine, zeichel cheres, to make you look like a free person also. Cheres means strong wine. So that's this inyan for the Koran to Shrashbam, that the wine should be royal ishtaker. However, the Loch, it's not brought down this inyan of tam. And even if it is, could be it's only a mitzvah min amuvcha, the best way to do it that way. Just like red wine is not likuva, you could have white wine. Just it's better to have red wine. That's why usually the minig is, like if you can take wine, but badavka, as you could be making to take grape juice. But metchil, if you could drink regular wine, it's better to drink regular wine, Pesach, by the Dal Kaisis, because you have this Indian, you should have tam yayin. And tam yayin, Rashbam says, it means strong wine, rare lishtaka. Yeah. Like Mordan Kuftes says that
Omer Olav al Rabbi Kiva, they said about Rabbi Kiva, Shoyim Machale Kloyis Vagozim Mutanoikas Verav Pesach. He used to give his children nuts on Erev Pesach. Kadesh Lo Yishonu. They should not want to go to sleep early. But Yishlu, rather they'll stay up for the Seder by night and they'll ask the Dalat Kashis. Tanya Rabbi Lezer Weimer. Choytfin Matzois Bleel Psochim. Supposed to Choytf, Choytfim always means Lashon of grab. You should like grab the Matzois on Pesach by night. Bishvil in order to Noikesh Lo Yashnu. They again, that the kids should not want to go to sleep early. So Rashi says on top, Choytf Matzah means one pshat is Magvien Asakara Bishvil Tinoikos Sheyishalum. At the beginning of the Seder, we like pick up, we say Halach Manya, we like pick up the kara, pick up the plate by the Seder by night. Why do we pick up the kara? Today that the children should ask questions so that they should not go to sleep, they should be awake. So that's this Indian. Choytven as a matz means, we like grab a hold of the matz and pick it up right away at the beginning of the Seder so that the children should ask questions right away. Another Pshat Rashi says it is Mechorish. Choytven matz means Oichlen Maher. You should eat fast. That's the main pshat here, the maestro of Rabbi Kiva Bahadur, that Rabbi Kiva ate faster. In other words, in the Mishnah Berurah's Mazbe, but after it means you should eat fast, it doesn't mean you should start eating the Seder Pesach B'night fast. In other words, we don't eat until we finish saying the Agodah. So it doesn't mean you have to say the Agodah very fast in order to get to eat the matzah very fast. It just means when you come home from shul, you should start the Seder right away. Chotven matzahs means start doing the Seder right away. Don't take your time. And the reason is that we want the children to still be up by the Seder, they should still be there to ask the Dalat Kashas, so start as soon as possible. Don't take your time coming home, and don't start preparing your Suda, your table, after you come home. As much as possible, prepare everything before you go to Shul. Today, when you come home from Shul, it's Avadei Laila, right away you should start to make Kiddush and start the Seder. That's the Lashon of Chotven Matzos. I mean, start the Seder, start eating right away, lav davka eating, it rather means start the Seder right away. That's the way it's brought down the Halacha like that. That you should try and start to say it right away when the kids are still awake, they'll still be able to ask the questions. And they should be awake to hear the truth, to hear the carrots also. At least hear the Avodah Mayinu. Vayitzik Gemara says, Tanya, it was learned, Omru Olav Rabbi Kiva, was said about Rabbi Kiva that Miyomah, from his lifetime, Loi Omar Hagiyah Islamay Beveis HaMedrash. He never said when he was learning in Shul, oh, it's time to leave now, it's time to leave the Beveis HaMedrash. It never happened. He was always learning, and he stood till he finished learning. Chutz me'arvei psachim ve'erev yom kippurim. Only two times a year did he look at his watch and said, oh, it's time to leave, I have to leave a little bit earlier. He said, every Shabbos could be went on to prepare for Shabbos. But he didn't leave any earlier, he left the time he had to. On Erev Pesach and Erev Yom Kippur, he used to leave a little bit earlier at the Beis HaMedrash. What's the reason why? Be'erev HaPesach, why did he leave the Beis HaMedrash early on Erev Pesach to go home? Be'shvil tinoikos, Kadesh lo yashnu. Kadesh that the children should not go to sleep. In other words, the one pshat is, like Rashi just said, that they want to be able to start the Seder on time as soon as you come home. Therefore, you have to prepare the Seder before you go to shul. Therefore, Rabbi Kiva went home a little bit early on Erev Pesach in order to prepare everything nice and early. Kadesh that as soon as he comes home from shul, he'll be able to right away start the Seder, make kiddush and start the Akkad, and start the Seder, start saying the Agodah. Kadesh that the children should be able to ask the questions. So Rashbam here learns, Chutz me'arvei psochim, kidei sheyashnu efi tenekes b'yim. Another pshat he learns, that he used to go home early on Erev Pesach in order to put his kids, give them a nap in the afternoon. Rashbam, the bottom. In order that the kids should go to sleep early Erev Pesach. Give them a nap. V'loi b'layla, and they should not be sleeping at night time, b'shas hagod. That's one pshat. So he used to go home early in order to put his kids to sleep. They should have a nap in the afternoon. Inam, another pshat is, that's fakert. That's the last, like the first pshat we said. If he'll come home too late, so he'll first have to prepare the Seder at night time, and by then maybe the kids will fall asleep, so he used to come a little bit earlier. That's why he came home early in Erev Pesach. So Tais doesn't like this pshat. The top Tais says, Rabbeinu Shmuel, v'lenihira, t'yota l'yuchla l'yishem l'yaviyem. His first pshat is, why did Rabbi Kiva have to come home early on Erev Yom Kippur, on Erev Pesach, in order to put his kids to sleep? Did he have to put them to sleep? Luchuri had the wife home. Let the mother put them to sleep. So what did he have to come home with after put them to sleep early for? Let whoever took care of them, let them put them to sleep. If the pshat is he didn't come home late to start to say the late,
He didn't have to come home early by day. He just should have come home at the beginning, at Pesach Chovim, right after Shul. He should come home right away to make Kiddush. So this you could answer, that he had to prepare the Seder beforehand, like we said. It wasn't enough just to come home later. In order to prepare everything to be ready to make the Seder, you have to start working a little bit before. But Tosfos says, "Lachein Nira the Goris Leil Pesachim." That in the Chacham, he used to come home early at Leil Pesach, at the night time. For a regular Vesa Medrash Leil Yom Tov. That usually the Chachamim even stayed in Shul on Yom Tov, on Leil Yom Tov. So he had a Seder. Could Armina Maisa Beshimon Atimoni. One time he didn't come to Beis Medrash on the night of Yom Tov. And Lamocha Motzer Reb Yehuda ben Bava and asked him, why didn't you come? So Mashma, usually they used to stay in Shul after davening and learn a little bit. So Tosfos learns, Mashenkan on Erev Yom Kippur, on Erev Pesach, he used to come home right away, right after Marv. That's the way Tosfos learns. But the other pshat you have to learn is, no, he came home early by daytime, in order to prepare the house, make sure everything should be ready, that the Seder should be able to start on time. So he used to come home early on Erev Pesach, and vice on Erev Yom Kippur also. Why on Erev Yom Kippur? The Gemara says, V'Erev Yom Kippur k'day she'achilu es b'nayim, in order to give his kids to eat. In other words, there's a mitzvah to eat on Erev Yom Kippur, so he wanted to make sure his kids would also eat. That's why he came home early. It's also a bit so shver, like Chur Teshu, that's the same kashir also. If it's only for the sake of his children, what did he have to come home for? Let whoever's taking care, give them to eat. Just like Teshu asked, why do you have to come home early to put them to sleep for? Whoever takes care of the mother, let them put them to sleep here also. Why wasn't it enough for the mother to feed them? So I'm not sure. So the Gemara says, the Kopanim, he came home early on Erev Yom Kippur also to feed his children, that they should eat. It's not only himself, but the children should also eat to make this mitzvah of eating on Erev Yom Kippur. By the Tana Rabbonin, Chayiv Odim L'Sameach Bonov U'Bnei Beisab Regal. There's a chiv upon a person to be masameach, to make his children happy, and to make his wife happy on regal, on Yom Tov. Shenema, because the Pesach says, v'somachta b'chagecha. There's a mitzvah says to be besimcha, to be happy on Yom Tov. And this goes on you, on your children, on your wife, on the avodim, anybody that's around you, there's a mitzvah that there should be besimcha. So even though the Pesach says you should be besimcha, and the churah tashalna and the shalna thing, if the mitzvah simcha is a pushes upon the wife herself, she has her own chiv to be the simcha. A master from the Gemara that there's a chiv upon the husband to make his wife also the simcha. For the Gemara, b'may misamchem, how do you make them happy? Be yayin. He said as a person keep himself happy on Yom Tov, then it's by yayin, drinking wine. We have Yehuda Oyim, Rabbi Yehuda says it depends. Ano Hashem beruyeh lehem. Men keep happy for what keeps them happy, what's roi for them. We'll soon see what that means. V'noshim, women, beruyeh lehem. What's good for them, that keeps them happy. Noshim, what does it mean, men, brewing lehem, what's good for them? The yayin. A man keeps himself happy by drinking wine. That's called the samasta v'chgecha, keeps himself happy. Drinking wine. The noshim, b'mai, how do you keep your wife happy? Is Tony Rabbi Yosef, b'bovel, the big day tzavoinim. In Bovel, the meaning was buy them nice clothing. Buy them nice clothing, tzavoinim, colorful clothing, that will keep them happy in Bovel. That was the shtega, that was the derech to wear nice, colorful clothing. So that's something nice for Yom Tov, will keep them happy. Eretz Yisrael, the big day pishtim agotzim. And Eretz Yisrael, the meaning was to wear flax, a dress made out of flax that was magotzim, nicely pressed. Avi was pressed nicely, that was a prestige dressing in Eretz Yisrael, so that would keep them happy. I call upon him as the chiyah before Yom Tov to go and buy your wife a dress to keep her happy. She should be besimcha on Yom Tov. Who are then a man has the chiyah to drink wine? So Rashbam says that anoshim b'ruya lehem means b'yayin. Gemara Kamal, let's do Gemara. Yeah. A little bit white, let's just see. Maratanya Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseir Roimer. That Bizman Shabbos HaMikdash Kayim, Bizman we had the Beis HaMikdash, Ein Sim Chela B'Bosar. The equal way to Makayim this mitzvah Sasei of the Samachta Bechagecha, of being happy, is the Bosar. Eating Bosar, which means eating the Bosar of a Korban Shlomim. That's called Shalmei Simcha. We brought special Shlomim on Yom Tov. It's called Shalmei Simcha, that you should have meat to eat to be the Simcha. And that's called eating the Shlomim of a Yom Tov. That's called the Bosar. Shenema, the Pasuk says, V'zovach the Shlomim, you should bring a Korban Shlomim, V'yachal the Shlomim, and eat it there in the base of in Yerushalayim, V'somach lefnei Hashem lekecha. And that would make you to be the Simcha in front of Hashem. So the Ika Simcha is to eat Korban Shlomim, that makes you Simcha, the Simcha. So if you talk to Yudvam Seirah, the Achshav, what do we do Bizman Hazeh today? Shein Beis HaMikdash Kayim,
that we do not have any more karbonos, we don't have the karbon shlomim. What do we eat now to make ourselves be besimcha? Ein simcha le b'yayin. Right now, the ikka simcha is b'yayin with wine. Shenema, the pasuk says, v'yayin yisamach lavav enish. That wine, it makes the person happy. So the inyan to mekayim mitzvah samach b'nechagecho is by drinking wine. Now, the Gemara itself doesn't bring down basar, even though there are some shittas that bring down, there is an inyan to eat basar also. It's yayin and basar together, that's what makes us besimcha today. Now, there is a, we once spoke out before in Masechta, there's a machlokes rishonim. Tosfos shita there is that bezman is there, we can't be mekayim mitzvah samachta b'chagecha mediraita. Tosfos shita there is that the ikka mitzvah samachta b'chagecha is only by eating basar shlomim. Is only able to be mekayim bezman the base mitzvah was there, that you could eat the korban shlomim. Bezman is there, we don't have it. Midirabonin, there's an inyan to be the simcha anyway, to drink yain or to drink our basar that we have. That's Tosfos shita. However, the Halacha, the Rambam Paskins know that for Samachta Bechagecha, we could be Mekayim today also. Notice the Pshat from the Pasuk, for Samachta Bechagecha, means you have to be at your uttermost Simcha. You have to do something that makes you the most Besimcha. Bezman, the Beis Hamikdash was there. The biggest most Simcha we had was the fact you eat the meat of the Korban. It's like doing two things. First of all, you're eating meat, you feel good. And secondly, eating the meat of a korban also made you feel very good. It put you in the simcha, you felt happy with Hashem, like you're eating a korban now. That was a tremendous simcha. Bizman is there, we don't have that meat anymore. So we have to do the best we have. What's the best we have right now? We have yayin. Yayin makes us a simcha. Or some Yishayim learn, it means boss of a yayin. It means bosser also. Who are done by the noshim. How do we keep the women happy now? Is by giving them clothing. If the kids are the mitzvah, some after gecha is to be your uttermost besimcha all the days of Yom Tov. And the inyan of being besimcha is, what the Rambam says is, that the yayin is not the inyan just time to drink the wine. Wine is the pshat, if you drink wine, it puts you in a happy mood, and when a person is in a happy mood, then zviivdu as Hashem besimcha. He does avoid, he does the mitzvah besimcha. But the ikka simcha is to be happy doing avoid Hashem, being happy doing mitzvahs to Hashem. That's the way some of us learned, like before we had, as Sarat Gemara said, like my toelis yeshtu tenoikis b'yayin. And even though the kid was a gila chinuch, but there's no inyan the kid should drink dalat kaisis, one man the yama said, Yav Yudi said. Because what toelis, what would a tinnah get from the dalat kaisis? In other words, the minyan to drink wine is not stop drinking the wine. The inyan is to put you in a matzav of simcha, and when you have a simcha, you can mekayim the mitzvah, samachta b'chagecha, you feel happy, you're doing avodas Hashem. A kid doesn't have that inyan yet. Right, we hold halacha, even by kids, you do give them dalat kaisis. Habidi, agil achinach, there is this mitzvah. But the inyan of simcha, yayin is to put yourself into this matzah to be the simcha. It's a famous word, the Gro, they once asked the Gro, what is the yod, what's the hardest mitzvah in the Torah to be mekayim? What's the hardest mitzvah, the tayyag mitzvahs we have? So the Gro said, the hardest mitzvah there is this mitzvah of a samachta b'chagecha. That's the hardest mitzvah we have. Because he learns the mitzvah of a samachta b'chagecha applies, let's say, on Sukkot all 8 days. On all 8 days, a person has to be besimcha. So to mekayim the mitzvah, the uttermost, you have to be besimcha mamish every second of the day. If 1 second of the day, you're not besimcha, a little bit after, a little bit angry, you're not mekayim the mitzvah the way you're supposed to. So this is one mitzvah we have that goes on continuously for 7 days of Pesach or for 8 days of Sukkot. To say that you have to be in a matzav of simcha without a stop. So that's the hardest mitzvah to do. That being a matzav of simcha, not have 1 second of interruption with atzvis, that's a very hard mitzvah to do. Now, call upon him, the way we do it is by drinking, bring yayin, that's supposed to put us in the matzav to be happy, but we're supposed to be happy the whole day. Yeah. For the mitzvah of Rabbanu Lach Rosso, to buy your wife jewelry, you also mekayim this mitzvah, samachta b'chagecha. Right. Amar Rav Yitzchak, kista de maraisa, that's this kli called kista, measuring cup, that the maraisa, that they used to measure maraisa, that's the juice from a fish, they have it in Tzipori, they used to have this measuring cup in Tzipori, in the town called Tzipori. He heves kimin luga de mikdash. That was mamish like the lug, the measurement of a lug that they had by the base of mikdash times. Uvo mishayrim revia shel pesach. And with this lug, you could measure out how much wine you have to have for the dalat kaisis. Because in each kais, you have to have a revia of a lug. So for all dalat kaisis, you have to have a lug. So what they used to do is they used to fill up this kista, this measuring cup with wine. That's the measuring of a lug, which is 4 kaisis. And from this, to pour out equal measurements into four different kaisos, that's how you know for sure you have your revius of yayin. The Rashbam says, Kisto de Marayisa, Mida Shemaychim Bo Marayis. This was a measuring cup that they used to sell Marayis, the fish juice. Obo Mishayin Revius of Pesach, Shemamalin Oysa, they used to fill up this big cup. O Mechalkin Oysa Liarbo Kaisos, they were divided equally into four different kaisos. The Lug Arbo Reviusin. Because the Lug is four Reviusin. Our Revius that we have for the Kaisho Yayin is a Revius, a Lug. So a quarter of a Lug. So a Lug has four of them, that's how it's used to measure. So the Mara Kidmaisa, it's another measuring cup. Tehevei Betveria, that you, before that, Omer Rabbi Yechanan, Timnaisa Kidmaisa. Timnaisa is also a Mida, a type of a measuring cup. Vahaino Tumev Yuchlim Sechta Saita. So this Timnaisa Kidmaisa, Tehevei Betveria, you used to have in Tveria, have a Yeseiru Aldor Revia. It was more than a Lug, a Revius more. That's how much more it had than the regular measuring cup. And with this cup also we can tell how much Revius is for Pesach. So at Rashbam, Timnosa. Timnosa was a Revius more than the other measuring cup. They used to fill up this big Timnosa, this big measuring cup. They used to pour it off into our measuring cup. Until our measuring cup was full. Now, Amayim HaNisharim, the leftover water that's in the cup in this Betumnaiso, he revius. That was the exact measurement of revius. So, from this big measuring cup, you could also measure off to know exactly how much a revius is. Omar Rav Chizda, revius Shal Torah, what's considered, how do we measure to know how much a revius of the Torah is? What is the meaning of the Torah? The Rashbam says, Kegoin revius Yain Shal Nozir. The Torah it says that Nozir is not allowed to drink wine. If he drinks a revius of wine, he gets malchus. So that's halacha l'mashim Sinai. Who are then revius dam habo mishnei mesim? If you have blood that comes out of two mesim, if you have revius of the dam, it's metama. The nafla mikro. Who going revius shemel or kikei Nozir? When you brought the mincha by a Nozir, you had to put inside it the revius of shemen. Diko the alafla mikro b'mnochus. Now, how do we measure this? How do we know what's considered a revius when the Torah wants us to use a revius? How do we know what's considered a revius? So he says, Amr Rav Chizda, revius shal Torah is etzbayim, it's two fingers, al etzbayim, by two fingers, berum, the height, in other words, it's the width, this way, it's two by two, how high did the kli have to be? Etzbayim, two fingers, v'chatzi etzba, two and a half fingers, v'chaymesh etzba, and another fifth. This is how much you get the measurement of that revius shal yayin. So the Rashbam says like, Omidas chalal ha-kli. If you'll have a kli that's exactly like a square, v'ribui, take a square keli, have a etzbayim oirich, if it's two etzbayim long, al etzbayim roichiv, two etzbayim wide, v'rum etzbayim, how high is this kli? It's two etzbas, v'chatzi etzba neheh, v'chaymish, and a fifth etzba. This volume will hold a revius of yayin. Revius, the Torah wants to have a revius. How do we know this? Kedatanya, like we learned. We learned it out from a mikvah. The pasuk says, by mikvah, v'ruachatz b'mayim es kol desoroi. You're supposed to put your whole body in the mikvah. That means, shelo yehei dover choytzeis bein besor l'mayim. When you go into the mikvah, your body has to touch the water. There can't be a chatzit, you can't have something on your body, making a separation between your body and the water. You can't have a chatzit. Ba'mayim, the pasuk says, v'ruachatz b'mayim. B'mayim means b'mei mikvah. It has to be in the mei mikvah. So Rashbam says, mayim means ha-miyuchodim she-nikvu metchilo mi-atzmam, that the water came together by itself. Mid-like siv b'mayim. Lemute shuvim. That shuvim is no good. The ozel hashto o-maisi v'tovim. Shuvim means you collect the water in a kli and drag the water over and pour it out here. That's no good. It has to be water made mikvah. The water came there by itself without a person carrying it in a keli. As kol besorei, what does it mean? The whole body. With dashin mayin, how much water do you have to have for mikvah? She kol gufay oyla behem. You have to have enough water that your whole body could go inside the mikvah.
Rashi says, Rashbam, kol besaroi, midlek si besaroi, mashma shakol gufay oil behem. Your whole body has to be able to go into this water. Shayna nirela kulay mechusabin. That your whole body gets in there at one time. It's not enough, put half the body in now, then the other half the body. You have to have enough water that your whole body could get into the mikvah at one time. The kamahin, what's the smallest amount of a mikvah of water that you can have that's kosher for a mikvah? We dashed in that amma al amma. It has to be one amma long and one amma